Okay, so we got to the bottom of Yud Zayin Rabbeis yesterday, and the Gemara was discussing, the Gemara had recorded in Machlokas, the amount of psul, of how much could we tolerate of schach pasul in the center. Everybody agrees that on the side of the sukkah, you could have up until 4 amos of schach pasul, because we could say dofna kuma, the wall bends over, connecting the schach pasul. That's only up until 4 amos. Once it reaches 4 amos, it disqualifies the sukkah. But what about in the emtha, the schach pasul in the emtha? So that we said was a machlokas. Shmuel felt that in the center it's going to be possible with arba atvachim, and Rav felt that from the side, from the center rather, it's 4 amos. That was a machlokas, and we went back and forth bringing some rayas to support each opinion. So now we're 3 lines from the bottom of Yud Zayin Beis, Tashma. Schacha b'nisarim shel erez. Let's say you use boards, cedar, wood boards. Sheyesh ben dalad. Has 4 tvachim. Everybody agrees it's possible, and that's because it's gzeres tikra. Now, aim dal. Let's say there's less than 4. Rabbi Meir would be posel. He still says it's possible. Rehuda machshir. Rehuda thinks it's okay. So Gemara says now, okay, that being the case, umoda. Rabbi Meir sheim yesh bein neser le neser kimali neser shemuniach pesel beinayim ukshera. Rabbi Meir holds, okay. So even though, normally speaking, Rabbi Meir says a less than 4 tefach board is going to be pasul, if you fill in the spaces in between with a kasher schach, with pesel, which is, as referred to, the psolus, the bad of the food that grows, but that really means a kosher schach, then it's going to be kshera. So that's the case set up. Again, Rabbi Meir holds that if you use 3 tefachim boards, for example, and then there are air spaces in addition to that, that's going to be a pasul schach because of gezeres tikra. But if you start filling in the gaps with kosher schach, so then it's going to be a good sukkah. So we have to understand what exactly the reason for that. Why would a mayor say adding in kosher schach, once you're using 3 tefachim boards, that should be problematic regardless of what goes in between the different boards. So Gemara explains now, bishlam aleman damar bein be'emtsa bein b'meratzad b'dalad amos mishim hachik shera. If it's the opinion that felt, this is the opinion of Rav, who says whether it's on the side, the pasul schach, or whether it's in the center, you have up until dalad amos, we allow up until dalad amos of pasul schach. So if that is the case, so then if the if you have kosher schach now in between, so you're not going to have a consistent flow of dalad amos of pasul, because let's say you had the boards, there must be some pictures in the back here. Let's say you had boards, but there's airspace in between. Well, airspace is not good, and the boards are not good, so you can add the boards plus the airspace to a total of dalad amos. But if you fill in the airspace with kosher schach, so then you're not going to have dalad amos consecutive of pasul schach. Everyone with me on that? I know it's a little confusing. It's hard to speak about these things without seeing the pictures inside sometimes. So let's see if they even have pictures here. Okay, there's no picture on this one. Okay. So again, we're trying to make a difference of when there's boards, airspace, boards, airspace. Rabbi Meir thinks that's possible, because if you understand the problem to be dalad amos, you have a board, which is gzeres tikra, plus an airspace, plus a board, plus airspace, that's dalad amos. But once you fill the airspace in with some kosher schach, so you don't have a consecutive dalad amos of pasul schach, you have a board, which is problematic, but then you have schach, and then you have a board, then you have schach. So each board, since each board is less than dalad amos, so it's not going to disqualify the schach.
And the distance between the boards is also 4 amos.
No, less than 4 amos.
Less than 4.
Yeah, less than 4 amos. So therefore, since you have, so if a kosher schach is what's in between each of the boards, so we allow that. That's a good sukkah. But elu leman damar b'emsa b'arba, if you're going to hold that even in the center, for tvachim, arba tvachim is going to be possible. A mike shera, why is this going to be a kasher schach? What difference does it make if you're adding a schach kasher in between the 4 tvachim boards? Once you have 4 tvach board in the middle, that's disqualified. Whether it's airspace in between the boards or it's schach in between the boards, each independent 4 tvach wide board is going to be possible. So this seems to be a raya that even in the center, we allow up until dalad amos.
This is all Tala in the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel that we had before about whether or not the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda or Meir is by less than Dalit or by more than Dalit. it sounds like this Mishnah is right to Shmuel. Shmuel is the one who said that the Machlokas Ramei Rabbi Yehuda was by less than Dalet, but by if there was Dalet, everybody agrees it's Pasul.
But the difference is Rav and Shmuel was discussing Zeres Tikra. This is talking about Schach Pasul.
Nisarim Shalaris? Is this Nisarim Shalaris is a Schach Pasul?
Nisarim Shalaris is talking about Xeris Tikra, but now in talking about what goes in between them, though, we're concerned right now with the Schach Pasul.
But why isn't the Mishnah itself? Because the Mishnah said, or the Braisa, Schach ben Nisarim Shalaris Sheish ben Dalet, Divrei Kol Psula, Ein Behen, that's the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, that sounds like...
Right, so you're saying this Mishnah alone might be a support for...
It sounds like Mufurish, like Shmuel.
But we're trying to bring, we're learning from this Mishnah to apply it to a different halacha of how much of Schach Pasul we allow. You're right, again, the Mishnah is about Gzeres Tikra, but we're using that to teach us something about the Psul Dal Amos. So I don't remember if the Gemara had brought this as a raya initially when discussed Rav and Shmuel, but this is a different discussion. Okay. So... Either way, this...
The Gemara brought it? Did it say the Gemara brought it earlier?
Yeah, you dealt it on with
that. Okay.
Okay. So there you go.
All right.
Memory has let me down.
I know it was there. You just don't... Yeah. Memory, it was in the subconscious. You knew it was a proof. So either way, the Gemara here has the Braisa that says it seems to be a support... that we allow Dalet Amos even in the center of the sukkah. So Gemara says, no. Halcha b'maya skina, no. Where am I? I skipped a line. Amar Rav Huna, b'reid Rav Yeshua, halcha b'sukkah. No, the case here is b'sukkah de lo havya ela shmona mitzumtamos askinam. We're talking about a sukkah that has exactly eight amos. That's the width and the length, the 8x8 amos. The yahiv neser u'pesel, v'neser u'pesel, v'neser pesel. Mehagisa, you're placing a board and a pesel, which again means good schach. Board, kasher schach. Good board, kasher schach, from one side. And then neser pesel, neser pesel, neser pesel, mehagisa. Okay, we'll get, so what, how does the math work out? So if this is eight amos, so then each ama is six tvachim. That's based on the Gemara in Erevin, that's six tvachim per ama. So eight amos gives us a total of 48 tvachim. Now, let's say we break up 48 tefachim, four tefachs is each board, that gives us 12 sections now. Right. So those are 12 sections. So we're going to have, starting from the wall, schach, good schach, and then board, which is possible. Good schach, board, good schach, board.
I think it's board, good schach, board.
Oh, you're right. Board, good schach, board, good schach, board, good schach. And on the other hand, the same thing, board, good schach, and so on.
Morning.
So what comes out is that in the center, you have... Two sections of schach, which is a total of eight tefachim of schach. Now remember, a kosher sukkah has to have seven tefachim at least. This has eight tefachim of good. So we have a kosher schach in the center. And now the remaining, so that's eight tefachim in the center. That leaves us 40 tefachim to work with, 20 tefachim on each side now.
So, and
you can do Dofen Akuma. Exactly. So even though the sides have a board and a schach and a board and a schach, you can apply Dofen Akuma up until four amos. Four amos gives 24 tefachim.
Right.
So here you have 20 tefachim on each side. Dofen Akuma goes to 20 tefachim. And in the center, you have eight tefachim of good schach. So fine. So that's why even in this case, even if you hold that in the center, we only allow four tefachim of psul in general, this will still be a good sukkah, this case. Because since that way of lining up board, schach, you end up getting a total of eight tefachim in the center, and there's no four tefachim in the pasul in the center to talk about. That's how you would wiggle out of this braisa.
This explains which braisa, the one that we just said.
Yes.
And how do you learn from the word?
We don't. This is the way, the only way for them to explain to get out of this problem. Because again, if their boards... in the center, so and four tefachim is all we allow. We don't allow more than four tefachim, so the board should disqualify the schach. But if we say the boards are really off to the side, and it serves as dofen akuma, so then it won't be viewed as the center. Meaning the tefachim.
And why would Rabbi Meir be poisoned?
Rabbi Meir says no. He admits it's okay. Rabbi Meir says if you fill in the gaps, if there are no gaps, so then all you have is boards,
right.
And certainly it's possible. So if you fill gaps in with kosher shach,
so this would be case that according to both of them, in this case, it would be kosher.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting case. Now the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, of your shalosha besukkah gedola, let's say in a large sukkah, you have an airspace of 3 tefachim. Umiyatu bein bakanim, bein beshudim, have a mir. Now you fill in the airspace. Remember, airspace, we have 3 tefachim is all we allow, less than 3 tefachim is all we allow for an airspace. Love it, right. Once you hit 3 tefachim, we can't apply love it anymore. Now, in this large sukkah, what do? You go ahead and you add, you could fill in this hole to make it a kasher shach by doing one of two things. Either you could put in kanim, which is kasher shach, and you're certainly okay, or you could even put shmudim in, which is metal bars. Because once you change to metal bars, we allow for 4 tefachim of shach basel. So you've now gained by putting metal poles there. If it's just empty air, 3 tefachim, it's possible. Once you put the metal poles, the shear, you have more allowance now of 4 tefachim. You have 3 tefachim of metal bars, that's going to be okay. That's all in a large sukkah. But then the Gemara says, in a besukkah katana, however, which is, we're talking about an exactly 7x7 tefach sukkah, the smallest sukkah you could possibly have. Bekanim, so now you have 3 tefachim of empty space. You have 4 tefachim of sukkah.
What's tefach?
Yes.
What's 7?
7, you have 7 fifths.
7 like this?
Yeah.
That's why you can have your head and your part of your head, most of your head, most of your body, and a little bit of a table.
Squeeze in.
Hold on.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So look, here you go. Also.
You are skinny.
Little box.
Squeeze in there. Stick your legs hang out a little bit. There you go. Yeah, there you go. All right. 10 tefachim high also. Do 10 tefachim. It's about this high probably.
Yeah.
Maybe even less. Yeah, right around here, probably 10 tefachim. 4 feet, no, maybe around here. You bend it and you go.
You take a portable sukkah. You know, you never saw portable sukkah?
Portable sukkah?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the...
Papa sukkah.
Papa sukkah, that's what it's called.
Pop-up
sukkah. There you go. So now we're dealing with a 7x7 tefach sukkah, very small sukkah. So now in the schach, you have 3 tefachim of airspace, which is possible. 4 tefachim of good sukkah, 3 tefachim of airspace. So how are you going to make it a kosher schach? So to this, the Gemara says, Bikonim, if you use kosher schach, the bamboo, have a mir. So now you have a full 7 tefach schach on top. Everything is great. But in this case, when it comes to b'shipudim, when you use male bars, lo havimut, that will not be a mute. Why? Because even though we allow for up until 4 tefachim of metal poles, you're still not going to have a kosher schach above. Because you only have 4 tefachim of good schach, you need 7 tefachim. So, although we don't allow it to be a puzzle, we don't view it as being kosher schach, though. You still don't have 7 tefachim. If you have 4.1 kosher schach, and 2.9 airspace, so the love could make us view everything as right. Combined. But to fill the metal poles, we don't view, the metal poles remove the psul, the emptiness, but it doesn't give us a kasher schach to work with, so you're left with simply 4 tefachim of schach, that's not a kasher schach. As opposed to in the large sukkah, you had plenty of schach all over the place. You had one area that had 3, you know, this area was 3 tefachim of airspace. So you filled it in with metal poles, so this is not a psul anymore. But it doesn't add to the kasher schach because the rest of the sukkah is kasher schach. You don't need that schach. You just have to remove the psul.
Right.
So that's what the Gemara explains.
So according to the sukkah gedola, what you do is you're allowed to take part of the kosher schach to put the schach that is not kosher up to four tefachim.
In the center, if you wanted, you could put 3.5 tefachim of pasal schach.
Right. So if you had, what's saying is, if you had, let's say you had airspace of 2.9 tefachim, and then you have a board of metal that it's 3.5 tefachim, you're allowed to move the schach and put the metal bar which is 3.5 tefachim.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I don't think you should sit underneath. I'm not sure if you're allowed to sit underneath. I don't think you can sit under there, but it won't disqualify the rest of the schach. And the Gemara says, now, Hani Mili, all the words we said above is talking about Min Hatzad.
No, so...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Aver is 2.9 tefachim, but any other poles or whatever, it's Amot.
No.
That's on the side.
In the... Right, that's on the side, we allow up until Dal Amos, you're right. In the center, that was a Machlokas. Do we also allow Dal Amos even Be'emta? Or in Be'emta, you only allow 4 tefachim? That was the Machlokas. I think we pass him 4 tefachim is all we allowed in the center.
For
sure.
On the side, four amos, sure, right. Right. You can look quickly to the A Mishpat here. Imagine he quotes, I don't see it here, but yeah.
Right.
I do believe we only allow four tefachim in the center. Even though it's a machlokas, we pass in four tefachim in the center. So the Gemara says, now, Hani Mile, the words above, that when it came to the Avir, that we allow three tefachim of airspace, the Gemara qualifies that and says, Hani Mile Minat Sad. We only allow on this side, if right off the wall, there's three tefachim here, or less than 2.9 tefachim of airspace, that will allow Lavid to work. Aval, but be'emsa, if the three tefachim of airspace is in the center of the sukkah somewhere, that pligi bar of acha ravina. That's a machlokas amarayim.
Interesting that they bring this at this point of the Gemara.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm already. When you use chedapim, pasting on lovin, and then bring the machlokas now.
Yeah, I guess now
it's
we're dealing.
First time that we can hear the machlokas.
But we've been talking about lovin in terms of walls. Now we're talking about lovin in terms of ceiling, the schach, and we're talking about the emsa.
Really surprising. Using it so many times.
Yeah, I mean, the Gemara is not always the most organized. That's the Rambam comes along and right, puts things a little bit more order. Wow.
But am I wrong? We never mentioned this
before. We did not mention this before, no. This is the first time. So this is a machlokas amarayim, whether we allow 2.9 tefachim of airspace in the center.
We mentioned ourselves on the Gemara. About the schach, about lavad.
Right. But we didn't mention lavad in the center. That we never discussed yet. Lavad in the center of the schach, that was never mentioned. Lavad on the walls, and the concept of lavad in general, right. But to make a distinction between the sides of the schach and the center of the schach, this is our first time seeing this. So Gemara says, what's the machlokas? Chad Amar Yesh Lavad Bemsa. One says, of course, it works in the middle. Why should Lavad work any differently? Lavad's Lavad. That's one opinion. And Chad Amar Ain Lavad Bemsa. And the other opinion thinks that Lavad does not apply to the middle, only applies to the side. So the Gemara is about to bring some proofs for this. Before discussing the proofs, there's an interesting svar brought down in the Ran, and the Archon of the Ran says, the reason why you would think it only works on the walls, on the side rather, and not in the center, is because Lavad is lumped together with other halachas Moshe Mitzrayim. It's like the Gemara earlier told us that we have Gud Asuk, and we have Dofen Akuma, and Lavad. Those were three halachas, halachas Moshe Mitzrayim. All three of those are related to the walls. Dofen Akuma, the wall bends. Gud Asuk is the wall goes all the way up. So too, Lavad is about the wall. When Lavad, three Tvachim are on the side, that means it's a continuation of the wall. That's why you limit it to the side. To place in the center, well then it shouldn't be in the list of halachas Moshe Mitzrayim that apply to the walls. It should be in a separate one. That's the first opinion why it would not apply. And the other opinion thinks no.
Meaning because it's all applying to walls in the meantime.
Exactly. That's the grouping. It sounds like has only what to do with the walls. And the other opinion thought, no, it has to do with the walls and the schach of Bein, they're all together. It might be related
so
to...
One of the three is Dofek Akuma.
Dofek Akuma, Gerasuk, and then Lavin. Now this machlokas might be really even a deeper machlokas, which we've discussed a couple of times, that how much are the schach and the funnels, how much are they related to each other? We said, really, the ikar is a schach, and the walls are completely separate. So maybe you would not, mix the two together. But if you learn like the Ra'ah learned in the beginning of the Masechta, that the concept of sukkah is not simply the schach, it's being enclosed from all ends. So then you could see that it could be a combination of the fact that, okay, Dofen Akuma and the Gerasuk applies to the wall, and Lavad also applies to the wall. That's not going to exclude it from applying to the schach, because the schach and the funnels are really the same idea of enclosing a person inside the sukkah. That might be what's behind this Ran. The Aruch HaNer says something different we discussed yesterday, the nature of Lavad. How does Lavad work? A little bit different than what Adam was suggesting yesterday. Do we say that Lavad, with airspace, do we view the schach as moving over? Or this, do we ignore that there's a hole in the middle? So he says, if you understand that the wall moves over, let's say the Avir is in the center, that tells us that now the schach has to slide over to fill in the hole, then the problem is, on the other hand, you're making a hole next to the wall. I always viewed it as being, you would take the schach and kind of just extend the schach, leave it in place and just make it grow for each tefachim. The Aruch HaNer says, no, we would take that schach and slide the whole thing over. So by filling this hole, you're making a hole on this side. So it's never going to work. That's why be'emsa is going to be a problem. But if you understand lavad to mean we just ignore that there's a hole, not to say that we necessarily extend it, but there's not a hole, so it doesn't make a difference whether it's on the side or whether it's in the middle. We just ignore anything less than three tefachim. That's how the Aruch HaNer sets it up, which seems to be, again, trying to capture the nature of lavad, while the Ran was a different approach. Okay, now the Gemara tries to understand, what's the source? How would you know whether or not lavad would apply in the center of a schach or it would not apply to the center of a schach? So people are pondering the idea that...
I'm just thinking the Aruch HaNer's Hakira, that may answer Ricky's kasha from yesterday about when you have the close to four of the Pasuk and the three of the close to four of the Lavad. Because I don't I don't think my answer was a good answer, as Ricky pointed out.
It's still a problem.
It's not filled in.
Because again, if lovut is that, and then you're doing a mechitza, and it has to be, you have to be more standing than open, and you have, let's say, 20 amos of pole, and then 10 amos of opening, it's kosher. But if you go according to him, then the opening is more than the mechitza, and then in eruvin it wouldn't be kosher.
But on the tzad that you ignore, let's say on the tzad that you ignore it, then I could see why the Gemara has a problem if you have it sitting next to 3.9 of.
Right, no, that also explains a lot. I just have a problem with the Svara with reference to Eruvin.
Well, so you're saying you couldn't ignore it, knowing that what the
meaning you have a 10 amos opening, and then you have 10 amos on each side, let's say, of poles that are less than 3 tefachim. That's a kosher mechitza, because you should lavud, and it is an opening, it's good. But if you move everything to the side, you end up happening a much bigger opening than walls, and then it's not kosher, and right?
I think the Rishonim deal with this. It's like a pushed answer. I just don't know. I'm learning Erevin now, so in 2 years when I actually understand things, I'll let you know.
All right.
But
to me, that concept, there's a problem in Erevin.
Right. So I'm sure that it's dealt with.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I don't know how.
Okay. Let us know.
Right.
Good. I'm actually curious.
Okay, so the Gemara says now, so how do we know, again, we're trying to figure out what's the source. So my time of demand amar yesh loved bem. So what's the reasoning, or at least what's the source, where do you find that loved works in the center of a schach? The Tanya, the Braisa tells us, kore hayotza mikosel zeh, ve'inu nogas mikosel acher. So we're talking about a mavoy, one of these alleyways that are in between the chaseros. So for you to carry in the alleyway this mavoy, you need a kore at the end between the mavoy and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Even though midrash you could carry in the alleyway because it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you still need a kore, which machlokas is how that works in Erevin, but some type of heker to remind the person that you shouldn't step outside the boundaries of the mavoy. So now you have the end of the alleyway here, and you have a kore, a beam sticking out from one end to the next, and it doesn't touch the other end. So the Gemara said, the Braisa says, Korah hayotze mikosa zeh, ve'inu nogas mikosa acher. It doesn't touch the other one. V'chein shtei koros achas yotze mikosa zeh, v'achas yotze mikosa acher. Or each wall has a beam sticking out, but they don't touch each other. Ve'inoga zu b'zu. They have good pictures, right?
Here's my book.
Here's your book. Use it well.
All right.
So you have these beams. So the beams are not touching.
And they have less than 3 tefachim.
Exactly. There's less than 3 tefachim. So the Gemara says, pachas mishlosha, if it's less than 3 tefachim, eino tzarech, you don't need anything more. Lo havi kora acheres.
This.
Exactly. So if it's 2.9 or less, you don't need another kora, because we could just say lavud. Again, pachas mishlosha, eino tzarech, lo havi kora 3 tefachim or more, tzarech, lo havi kora acheres. So we're seeing, even in the center, we say love it even be'emtza. So Tibai Eschach will say be'emtza. Now the idach, the one who argues and says we don't say love it be'emtza, he's going to say, don't bring me a proof from Erevin, shiny koros derabanam, because the beams, that's the whole thing midirbanam. Midiraisa, you're allowed to carry in the mavo. It's only being mati midirbanam, we can be mako. But for sukkah of midiraisa,
even though it's midiraisa, we say that it's Torah Moshe Mesina.
The concept of love it. Right, so even though you would say lavud halacha mosh misinai applies to walls, midir abana and applies to walls midir aisa halacha mosh misinai midir abana, we could extend it even to beemsa hilchas midir abana. But halachas that have to do with dir aisa, such as sitting the sukkah, which is din dir aisa, of course, that we won't say lavud works beemsa. Then the Gemara says, okay, my time of the amar demand the amar ain lavud beemsa. What's the reasoning or what's the source for the opinion that says we do not hold it in the middle? That lava doesn't work by emsa. Where's the source? The Tanan, they quote a Mishnah in Taros, an Ohlos rather, that says, this you might want a picture for this one. Aruba shebebais. You have a little window in the ceiling, a skylight. Mm-hmm. Without a window. Just an opening, an airspace. Uba posach tefach. And that window above is 1 tefach by 1 tefach. Tuma bebais. If that tuma is in the bais somewhere, not below the window, but somewhere else in the house. In the picture, right, you see the little, it's very nice. There
the
you go.
House. What do you mean?
Hold on, you have it over there. The tummy, not below here, but over there.
Yeah.
So then the Gemara.
No room, no, beside these spots.
Anywhere but that spot, exactly. So, again, tuma bebais, kula tame, the entire house becomes tame. Masha keneged aruba, tor. But that which is right below the airspace is tar, that little kli there. Tuma kineged arubo. Let's say it's right below the airspace. Called bais kula tower, the entire house is tower, because we assume the tuma goes straight up to there. I mean, if there's a ceiling above the tuma, then the ceiling brings the tuma all over the place.
So if the tuma is comparing the front of the ceiling,
then it goes straight up to the shemaim. It doesn't affect the house at all.
Uh-huh.
Then the Gemara says, and the Braisa continues, the Mishnah rather continues, Ein berarubo posech tefach. Let's say it's a very small window. It's less than a tefach by tefach. Tuma bebayis, if the tuma is in the house, kineged aruba tower. That which is kineged aruba is tower, so that kli. Tuma kineged aruba, if it's right below the window, called bayis kula tower. And everything below it, everything else is tower, the tuma goes straight up. Sounds like from the Mishnah, it doesn't make a difference how big the window is, whether it's a tefach by tefach or even less than a tefach by tefach. It all depends where the tuma is. If the tuma is in the house, everything's tamei, but that which is connected to the window. If the tuma is below the window, everything's tahor then. Now, what does this have to do with us?
What?
Pretty clear. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So you look at Rashi, you see Rashi says, Kinegada Ruba Tahor, it's around like 8 narrow lines in Rashi. Kinegada Ruba Tahor, says when the tuma is in the house, the entire house is tamei, but that keli, which is below the window, is actually going to be tahor. It's saved from the window above it. So Rashi says, why is it saved? Kelim shetachdeh, below the window, tahorim she'ena olmes, alma ein loved be'em salamevi kasasim. Well, if it's only a tefach, shouldn't we say we view it as being closed? The fact that we don't say lavud applies to the center. Lavud only applies to the walls and to the sides, but not to the emtza. That's derived from this mission olos. And the Gemara says, so how do you...
That's in regard to Tuma.
Sorry?
That's in regard to
Tuma. Right, that's the Gemara's answer. Gemara says, no, don't bring me right from there. But Idach will say, no, shiny Hilchos Tuma, dehachi gemirla. That's a special halach moshmi Sinai. When it comes to Hilchos Tuma, we don't apply the din of Lavud be'emtza. But when it comes to other areas of halacha, we do apply Lavud be'emtza.
You can also say that we use Lavud only for as to be mekel and not to be machle. I think most cases we are using it to help us. In this case, also.
But if you say it's a lachum mishmei Sinai, then it shouldn't make a difference whether it's the kula or the chumra.
It's a lachum mishmei Sinai to give us a hand and to get away from situations.
Do we ever have that? That's a lachum mishmei Sinai is only in one direction.
Maybe not.
I'm not sure if we have that anywhere.
But what I see is that we're only using love to be made or not to be made.
That's what, like, the result, that's what comes out.
Yeah, from this case, every time what you see here is Mekel, right? Because if the Kli is under, the Kli is Tameh. If the Mace is under, everything else is Tahor. So you're basically using another Hekel, and on the other cases also.
No, but that's an extra, right. Side effect of an extra in and to the Tumah itself. Unlike with the sukkah, that you do not have that.
Yeah, but you're using it here always for as a kula.
No, but by sukkah it's going to be a chumra though. If we say lava doesn't apply by emza by the tuma, it's a kula by the tuma.
No, but you say if right, but.
But for sukkah we don't apply it. It's going to be a
if chumra. If you switch it around, yes, and say that not yes.
No, say if you're consistent that you say lava doesn't apply by emza.
No, it's insane. But what we're doing now, we're saying, well, you know, love would be only using it for to help us.
Oh,
you know?
The response that Idach says, right. No, Hilchos right. Tuma, that will say
right.
No love.
Right, Hilchos Tuma is love, but because it's helping us. That's why we don't say love. And a sukkah that it's helping us, we say love.
I see. I don't think that's motivation, but that's what does come out
that's
from
that.
I see.
But the love in the tuma doesn't make any cooler. It's only one spot.
But that, that's
so
true.
If it made the whole room,
no,
that's
no.
The
but let's say you have a kli here that's worth a lot of money, a kli cheres that's worth $10,000. You kind of be
mitach. Why you put it on the floor underneath?
Whatever. No, it could be it could be standing on the furniture also.
No, but either way, this kli it's a kula.
It's
if
a
you
kula.
This closed, this is tamei.
I don't think it is in any kula of chumah here because there is a direct.
No, if you say lava that this is closed. No, but if you say lava that this is closed, this is going to be tamei. Right. It's a chumah. If you say lavud, if you say lavud means this is closed, that this kli is going to be tamei.
If the opening,
if everything is closed.
No,
if
this airspace
is
closed, then this kli is going to become tamei. That's a chumra. But the fact that we say no lavud, that this becomes tower, so that's a kula.
I thought that this is lavud.
Lavud means whenever there's less than three tefachim, do we make it closed?
Yes.
So we say we don't apply lavud by tuma.
Okay.
So we view this as being open.
I understand. We don't apply lunch, so it's not for kula umchumra. Okay.
Okay, we can discuss after. Fine. The Gemara says now, Darish Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eloi, Daish and Nifchas, a house that the ceiling kind of got removed, Vesikach Agabev, and you put Tzchach in that hole above in the ceiling, Ksher, that's a good sukkah. I skipped it, right? Okay, I'm good. Amar Lefanav Rebbe Yishmael. There are two Darish, maybe that's what got thrown off. Amar Lefanav Rebbe Yishmael, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Parish Kach, Pirish Abba, this is how Abba, his father, had explained him. Arba Amos Psula, Pachas Barba Amos Kshera. So in this case where you carved out a hole in your ceiling and you put Tzchach in the middle, that's only going to be good if there's less than Dal Amos from the wall until the Kasher Tzchach. But anything more will be a problem. That's because of Dofen Akuma.
So what's the conclusion with the previous Machlokas?
There's no conclusion, but the way we paskin, we do allow Lavad Ve'emsa. We do allow for it. Okay. So this statement seems to be just something repeated that we know already. Okay, I'm not sure why it's here. Now the next one, the statement, Darish Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eli, we're bringing this because of the same person who's making a statement, he made the following drasha, the following psach. Avruma, which Rashi tells us is two wide lines down, Avruma is min dugim katanim, small fish. Vein shratzim nikarim behem. And the shratzim are the bugs that are inside them. Okay. So, I lost the place for a second. Here we go. Avrumi Sharia. These fish, it's permitted to eat them. Even though you might be concerned of the bugs that are inside them, these are permitted.
I think the whole issue is that they're so small that you might have. That you might not even recognize other fish that are so small that are not tamah.
But these are very small fish, and you won't be able to recognize the difference. What I have here to explain, you won't be able to recognize whether or not there are bugs on it or not. So since they're so small, microscopic, it sounds like we're not concerned with these bugs. That's according to Rashi's understanding.
Right. Yeah.
Now, then Amar the fun of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Parish Kach Amar Abba. Shalmakom ploni aser, shalmakom ploni mutaris. He says, no, it's not across the board that every single small fish is a problem or this type of fish. It depends on where it is. So in this place, you look at Rashi, two white lines down at the end of the line, shalmakom ploni asurim, it's aser. In this place, sheshratzim gedelim bosanar, there where we know these types of bugs that you can't eat grow in such a river, umerov kotnam ein yachol hafrisham shenam nikarim, and because they're so small you can't remove the bugs, it's aser to eat them. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean it's mutar. It's, if you know the bugs exist in the river, you can't have that type of fish there. Shall makom plonis mutarish, but if it's from a different place, she'ein oso nahar migad l'shratzim k'nefarish, but if it's a place where bugs do not grow, then you can have the fish, no concern with the bugs. Gemara says, ki had the amar Abai, just like Abai, he said, hay tichansa, which is a type of small fish, de baba nahara, found in this type of, this river called baba, or bav, sharia, it's permitted to be eaten, my time, and why did he permit you to eat fish from this river? Shouldn't we be concerned there might be bugs? So Gemara says, my time, what's the reasoning of the heter? If it's because the water ran quickly with very rapid waters, and the dag tame came into lesbe lechut hashidra, and since a dag tame, a fish tame, doesn't have a spine, lo matzikoyim, it can't withstand the rapids, so that gets rapids, must be there no tame fish there. So I guess the point is that only tame, I'm not sure, that's why I get confused. How it switched, we're concerned with bugs, now we all of a sudden switched to tame.
That's why I think according to the article, the whole issue is not the bugs, the whole issue is that they're so small that you can't tell the difference between a kosher fish and a tame fish.
Yeah. You still have to figure out what's shot in Rashi, though.
Right.
Rashi does say about the bugs. Maybe it's only, I don't know. Okay.
He's saying that shrotsim are so small that it's small fish that's like a shark, like a sheriff.
They consider fish, may consider bugs, small fish, maybe it's one and the same thing. The way to explain it here is, it doesn't really mean dog tum, it means a kasher dog, but if they ate this dog eats shrotsim, that means it's going to be considered a dog tum since there are bugs inside this fish. That's what it's saying.
Okay.
Not the actual fish, of course, is kosher. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about it. We're talking about a fish that may have eaten bugs.
Maybe it's so small that you cannot distinguish if it's kosher or not kosher. Dag itself.
But you need to eat kosher fish, you have to have the simanim. That's pasha. You have to have fins and scales. If you can't see the scales, then you have nothing to talk about. So we must be talking about a kosher fish, because if you can't tell, then certainly not. It's a question of the bugs that went into the fish, which now we might be calling dag tame because you can't eat them.
Who says that the dagim that you have to, you can only eat the dagim that eat kosher food?
No, you're right.
It's inside.
No, but lemais, if you're eating a bug that's inside the fish, like the salmon was a big problem most recently, a couple years ago, I guess it was.
Oh, there was a problem?
The problem with salmon have, or different types of fish have bugs in them, yeah.
In that they ate?
Yeah. Fish have to be checked, depending on whether you think it's a problem or not. I don't know how much you check it, but there's a big discussion a few years ago about bugs that were found in fish, and a big discussion whether or not those bugs were considered a problem or not a problem, and whether you have to check the fish or not. So it's based on the Gemara here. Gemara B'chorosh also, I think, discusses the fish.
If you buy lox, you don't have a problem.
I don't know the different... the
it's only if you ate a whole fish inside and you cooked it full.
Right. I don't know
maybe
the details.
If you didn't
of
it.
Cook it. Oh, if you didn't cook it.
So I don't know the details of it.
All right.
But either way, so if you're saying that because hold on 1 second.
You're not cooking sushi. Sushi, they're not cooking.
No,
it's a live fish.
It's not live. It's dead, but it's not cooking.
No, I mean, it's a dead fish that they cut, they clean.
Raw fish. Yeah, yeah.
Raw.
Yeah.
You like that?
I love it.
The meat?
Yeah.
How can you not sushi?
Very good.
He used to eat sushi. Now.
No, I never ate sushi in my life. I tried one time. My wife tried to give it to me.
I was in Israel like a few years ago when it just started. So I was in a bar mitzvah. So they were serving sushi because it was an American party.
Nobody ate beside you.
So, and Israel says, Maze. I said, what is in Daga? The other said, you know, it's just rice with raw fish. You know, like the Israelis didn't know.
No.
Okay, we'll treat you to sushi one time.
Right.
No, I didn't. Thank you.
Okay. So the Gemara says...
You like it?
Sure, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Not like Adam, but... So what's the reason why Abaye said in this river, you're allowed to have the fish here? If it's because that it's a very quick-moving river, and I guess now the shruts and the bugs don't have spines, they won't be able to live in this river. But still, Haka Chazina Dekai, we see that there are plenty of bugs in rapid-moving rivers. Maybe it's because it's salty water. The high dog tame came in the last like kilpi lo matzikai. Since this these shrotsim won't be able to live, it doesn't have any scales, it won't be able to live in salty water. Hakachazina and dekai, but we still see it. Even in salty water you can find these types of shrotsim. El mishum de lo marbe tinayu dag tame. Simply because he just knew that the dirt there was not a breeding ground for bugs. He just knew that bugs were not in that river. So if you know there are no bugs in the river, so there's no concern of eating less fish. But if you know bugs go in the river, so then you shouldn't eat small fish. You could eat bigger fish if you know how to check them properly, but small fish where it's hard to tell, then you can eat small fish from a bug-infested river. Gemara says now, Amar Ravina v'hayidna d'shafchinar esan, v'nar gamda l'hasam asir. Nowadays, that other rivers, the river of Esan, the river of Gamda, they connect to this river of Bav, we mentioned above. Even now, the river of Bav is going to be Aser as well, because since other rivers lead into it, the bugs from those rivers will bring to the river of Bav, and therefore you can't eat those fish either. Itmar, going back to Sukkah now. Itmar, Sikach Agav Achsadra. You put Schach on top of an Achsadra.
So why?
Yes.
So why did you bring that in here with the game?
Simply because we said a statement in the name of Darish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli about Sukkah. Once he said that, we had a similar statement, not similar, but another statement in the name of Darish Rabbi Eli. We do that. Gemara oftentimes does that. Itmar, Suichach Agavi Achsadra. You put Schach on top of an Achsadra, which is like an inner courtyard. There's probably a picture here in the back. Right? You have a courtyard in between a number of houses. You find sometimes like in the center of a hotel like that.
Mm-hmm. So
right.
It's the same. They did the same thing.
And then, Sheyesh la psimim. And it's an achsadra that has psimim, which like these little poles, like the picture has, like these little windows going across each other, which are going to be set up three tefachim apart from each other. This way is lavud. So you have these walls. So the halacha is ksheira. So this is Kshera. Because you have the lavud working as walls, and now you have the schach on top of it. She'ein la p'simim. Let's say there are none of these poles. So you want to use the walls, the next picture, the walls of the house, but now you have a...
Dofen akuma.
You have to use dofen akuma, exactly. Right. So by amar kshera, rav amar psula. Okay, sounds like an issue of dofen akuma. Mm-hmm. Whereas it's not an issue of dofen akuma, I guess. So what's the machlokas here? Abaya mark shera, because amrinan pi tikra yored v'sosim. We take the ends of the ceiling and view them as going downwards, creating these invisible walls. Why don't we say dofen akuma here? I'm not sure why. And rav amar psula lo amrinan pi tikra yored v'sosim. We don't view the ends of the walls as coming down. That's the machlokas.
What's the pshat? Is that not halacha Moshe Mishinei, right?
We didn't mention here in Sukkah as being halacha Moshe Mishinei. I don't know. Let's see.
But what is he trying to say? I don't understand the concept of Bitikra Yored Vesotah.
It is a concept that mentioned in Erevin as well. Okay. What the source is, what the base is, I don't know. I'm not sure where it's based on. I wonder if one of the footnotes here explains this.
So it's more than Dalet Amos. That's Rashi says by the, we don't say Dofen.
Okay.
It is more than Dalet Amos.
Yeah.
So why would...
Rashi says later on that it's Echlach Mosh Misinai. It's Bechlal Gud Asik.
It is Gud Asik.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tosis argues and says it's differently. It's viewed as an opening of some sort. It's really a Pesach, a different halacha. That's okay. Let's assume halacha Moshe Mishinei to make things easier. For Rashi, that's how it works. So once it works, it's larger than Dal Amos. You don't apply Dofen Akuma anymore. It's five Amos now. So you have to say whether or not you hold this is the Pitikra Yored Vesosim. That's the Machlokas.
So it will be less than four Amos. Everybody agrees that it's kosher.
Exactly, because of Dofen Akuma. Exactly. So now the Gemara says, Amar Le Rava. Rava says to Abaye, that Rava held that this case is pasul. So Rava says to Abaye, you think it's kosher, l'didach, according to you, damers pi tikra yored v'sosim, that you think that the ends of the ceiling now could come down and be these invisible walls. Afil hitches dofen emtzai, even if, let's say, the center one's going to be removed, the center wall, you should allow this also. So let's say in this picture here, you have sukkah, and you have these walls on the side, so the beams at the end of each of the schach should be able to be viewed as coming down, filling in the walls on each side.
Even though it has no walls on both sides.
Right, it only has two walls.
Right.
You should allow the third wall, and the fourth wall even, to come down.
Opening here and here, so this comes down, right.
Which one, Ricky?
This one.
Philofritz.
The pictures are so much nicer, David.
There you go. But not necessarily accurate.
Kuf pays a page picture. Kuf pays I. That's
yeah,
mine.
Because
we have different numbers. We have different numbers.
No, that one. You have two kosher walls, and then you say that you use right.
So that's his question. So you should always need. So two walls should always be enough, according to you. You never need two in a little bit.
Not always. If you have enough. If
you could say p tikra, you would be so same. The end of a tikra.
Can you say that on a kosher schach also?
Interesting. So I think you need some type of width.
Like one unit.
You need like a board that's less than four tefachim, but you need a board like
that's
a root.
That's more than four tefachim.
No, more than four tefachim is going to be a psul.
Yeah, but that maybe you only say sotem v'yored if it's more than four tefachim. But you don't. There is no minimum to say sotem v'yored.
Maybe in theory you can, but once you're doing more than four tefachim, you get into the problems of gzeres tikra though.
Right.
Another problem. So if it's less than four tefachim, no gzeres tikra.
Okay.
But it has to be, I think, at least a board of some length,
right,
or some width, to discuss, to even entertain the possibility
right
of Pitikra Yod Vesosa.
It has to stick out, maybe.
Right. So that's what Rav asks Baye. So according to you, it should always be enough to have two walls.
Right.
Place the end in some type of board, and the board should have this imaginary wall coming down. So Baye responds, Modin Lecha, I agree to you, Behahi, in this very case, Dehavalim Kemavoy HaMefulash. Since it's an easy pathway through in between both ends, so this Rashi, I think, explains this nicely. Modin lecha behahi tchem de avir pasurach lenegdo. Since it's an airspace in both ends of the sukkah, dumyu de mavi mefulash is like an alleyway that goes clear from one end to the next in terms of hilchos erevin. The also the kapandria, the bekias rabim, ends up being a little passageway for the rabim. So you could view an imaginary wall, but once that imaginary wall means that people could pass through, so that they break the imaginary wall. In the case of the chatzer here, so then, or where's the case? So no one's walking by here. So we could view the imaginary wall, but once in a place where it's completely open, you could pass right through. You can't have an imaginary wall that people walk through. It has to be a wall that people don't walk through. And then even a bai will agree that won't work. But in theory, it should work.
But 1 second. So what if the walls are? What if you have two poles? You have three walls.
Okay.
You have one standing here, one standing here, one pole here, one pole here.
One standing here,
and this one is not kosher, but there is a pole here that maintains this chach standing. So that should be, you should also say that because it doesn't go through and it would be a similar case.
Sounds probably right. Sounds like it would make sense.
Right.
Unless so why? You say that since they could walk through an angle.
On an angle, right. That's the other option. Okay.
Interesting. I guess, the Gemara doesn't address that. It sounds like it makes sense to you, but then... Then Abai should ask that question,
like Adam right? Adam says that it's just a passageway that people go sideways. All right.
But once you have a pole, though, wait a second. Once you have two, and that pole, if the pole is if Tzuras HaPesach, though...
No, that's for Sukkah, it's not good.
You say it's not good for Tzuras HaPesach? You need a Tefach and a Tzuras HaPesach.
Sure.
So you say it's a narrow pole.
Narrow pole, very narrow pole, that just to keep up the...
So it's not a Tefach, then it won't help you. Okay. Right. So Lema, so suggest maybe Abai the Rava, the Plugs of the Rav Vishmuel Kamaflugli. Maybe Abai and Rava, their argument, whether you say P Tikra Yorid Visosim, that's a machlokas by an earlier set of Amoram of Rav and Shmuel. Dietamar was said, Achsaja Babika, you have an Achsaja, this nice little area inside a valley. So what does the picture look like here? See, Achsaja Babika. Is there a picture?
Yeah.
An open area, four poles. Okay. And Rav Amar Mutter L'Taltel Bikulo, you're allowed to carry in the entire area because Daminam Pitikar Yod V'Sose. You could just view each of the schachs as coming completely down and have four imaginary walls. And this is talking about Hilchos Shabbos right now, not Hilchos Sukkah. Ushmu Amar Ein Metalton Ba Elo B'Dal Amos No Delom Rinan Pitikar Yod V'Sose. We don't apply that din. And you cannot carry within these four imaginary walls. Okay, so that seems to be the same machlokas, pitikah. One's talking about Hilchos Sukkah, one's talking about Hilchos Shabbos, but it seems to be the same halachos. So Gemara responds, Aliba de Shmuel, according to Shmuel, who says, we don't say pitikah by Hilchos Shabbos, lo pligi. Nobody argues. Everybody agrees, just like by Hilchos Shabbos, we don't view imaginary walls, so to by Sukkah, we don't allow imaginary walls either. But ki pligi, when do they argue? Aliba de Rav, within the opinion of Rav. Now, Rav permitted Pitikar Yorid V'Sosim, he permitted it for Hilchos Shabbos. So what's the machlokas? So ki pligi alibi de Rav. Abai ki Rav, Abai agrees to Rav. Just like Rav says, Pitikar applies to Hilchos Shabbos, so too it's going to apply to Hilchos Sukkah, and we can view that imaginary wall as coming down. Rav amar lecha, no, there's a difference between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Sukkah. Ad kan lo amar Rav, hasam ela de mechitos lach sadja hu davidei, aval hacha de lav lachi avidei lo. So, when it comes to, Rav says there's a difference. Rav says only there by Shabbos. The mechitzas were made for the purpose of the achsajah, for you being inside there. But here, it was not made for the mechitzas of the Hilchos Sukkah. What's going on there? So look at Rashi. The mechitzas, two lines down. The mechitzas, Rashi explains, Pi tikra zeh l'sham, l'shem achsajah naseh, lios lo mechitzah l'chal zeh. The mechitzas, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, those imaginary mechitas was made, constructed for carrying within that little achsaja. Avalol dios mechita la'avir shechutalo, but wasn't made for the airspace outside of it. Vil mechita ma'al yasa hi samchinala. Avalach shuri adi good achis lo. Wait a sec, I'm getting lost here.
Okay.
I see.
Not korot.
This is the point. When it comes to the Shabbos case, the four poles, those poles on top were made to somehow protect the inside.
Right.
When it came to the achsaj in the center of the courtyard, that little hanging wall wasn't made to create walls for the inside, empty space. It was made to cover underneath it, so a person could step outside that hotel, let's say, and go underneath that roof. It was made for the outside of the sukkah, not meant for the inside of the sukkah. That's the difference. Again, when the poles on top, which are being viewed as coming down, was it made for the use of the inside? Then we apply petikra. When it's made for the use of the outside, which is the case of the sukkah, then we don't apply petikra.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good. Now, let me answer a question.
Yeah.
Isn't this a kosher... Sadra, even